Sometimes people will travel a long ways to get exactly the item they desire. That was the case for this frontiersman, who made a trip to a specific blacksmith to create an item that bears his name today. I'll take you to the spot it all took place on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
There's a good chance you've heard of this type of knife, and his story begins here.
Washington is the home of the Bowie knife. This is where the Bowie knife was fashioned for James Bowie when he came into town in the 1830s.
Chris Adams is speaking of historic Washington, Arkansas, once a prominent town on the road that led from St. Louis toward the Red River and Texas. One of the leaders in the desire for an independent Texas was James Bowie, and his time here led him to respect the work of the local blacksmith.
He dealt in land, but he also wanted a knife made for himself, and he had heard of a gentleman up in Washington who made quality knives, and that's what brought him here to James Black.
And that blacksmith had become quite well known for his quality work.
James Black came into the town in 1824. He was a knife maker, but he was also good at, obviously, other stuff, but knives were his specialty, and when James Bowie came into the town, he wanted to show his stuff, and of course the knife that he made, that's what everyone would look at and say, hey, make me a knife like the one James Bowie is carrying.
And so that knife eventually became known as the Bowie knife. Visitors here can see a recreation of the original blacksmith shop and learn about James Black, who had quite a fascinating yet tragic story himself.
Unfortunately, at the age of 40, he started going blind and he became under the care of his father. When he went blind, he wanted to impart his secret about it tempering the steel he couldn't remember.
The Bowie knife was known for its strength and flexibility, and its name lives on today as part of many a tale about the frontier. Today, near the recreation of the famous blacksmith shop, you can find the Basil Waldo Edwards Weapons Museum, which houses an amazing collection of weapons that spans many decades. In fact, the collection is so large, it is rotated so visitors can come back and see new items on display. Traveling the countryside in Washington, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.